The New Israel. The New Temple. Chapter 40. The Man with the Measure. On the 10th day of the month, beginning the 25th year of our exile, 14 years after the city was taken, that very day, the hand of the Lord came upon me, and brought me in divine visions to the land of Israel, where he set me down on a very high mountain. On it there seemed to be a city being built before me. When he had brought me there, all at once I saw a man whose appearance was that of bronze. He was standing in the gate, holding a linen cord and a measuring rod. The man said to me, "Son of man, look carefully and listen intently, and pay strict attention to all that I will show you, for you have been brought here so that I might show it to you. Tell the house of Israel all that you see." Then I saw an outer wall that completely surrounded the temple. The man was holding a measuring rod 6 cubits long, each cubit being a cubit and a hand breadth. He measured the width and the height of the structure, each of which was found to be 1 rod. The East Gate. Then he went to the gate which faced the east, climbed its steps, and measured the gate's threshold, which was found to be 1 rod wide. The cells were 1 rod long and 1 rod wide, and the pilasters between the cells measured 5 cubits. The threshold of the gate, adjoining the vestibule of the gate toward the inside, measured 1 rod. He measured the vestibule of the gate, which was 8 cubits, and its pilasters, which were 2 cubits. The vestibule of the gate was toward the inside. The cells of the east gate were 3 on either side, of equal size, and the pilasters on either side were also of equal size. He measured the gate's entrance, which was 10 cubits wide, while the width of the gate's passage itself was 13 cubits. The border before each of the cells on both sides was 1 cubit. The cells themselves were 6 cubits on either side, from opening to opening. He measured the gate from the back wall of one cell to the back wall of the cell on the opposite side. The width was 25 cubits. He measured the vestibule, which was 25 cubits. The pilasters adjoining the court on either side were 6 cubits. The length of the gate from the front entrance to the front of the vestibule on the inside was 50 cubits. Within the gateway on both sides, there were splayed windows let into the cells and into their pilasters. Likewise, within the vestibule on both sides, there were windows. The pilasters were decorated with palms. The outer court. Then he brought me to the outer court, where there were chambers and a pavement. The pavement was laid all around the court, and the chambers, which were on the pavement, were 30 in number. The pavement lay alongside the gates, as wide as the gates were long. This was the lower pavement. He measured the width of the court from the front of the lower gate to the front of the inner gate. It was 100 cubits between them. The North Gate. Then he proceeded north, where, on the outer court, there was a gate facing north, whose length and width he measured. Its cells, 3 on either side, its pilasters and its vestibule, had the same measurements as those of the first gate. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its windows, the windows of its vestibule, and its palm decorations were of the same proportions as those of the gate facing the east. 7 steps led up to it, and its vestibule was toward the inside. The inner court had a gate opposite the north gate, just as at the east gate. He measured 100 cubits from one gate to the other. The South Gate. Then he led me south, to where there was a southern gate, whose cells, pilasters, and vestibule he measured. They were the same size as the others. The gate and its vestibule had windows on both sides, like the other windows. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. It was ascended by 7 steps, its vestibule was toward the inside, and it was decorated with palms here and there on its pilasters. The inner court also had a southern gate. From gate to gate he measured 100 cubits. Gates of the inner court. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, where he measured the south gate. Its dimensions were the same as the others. Its cells, its pilasters, and its vestibule were the same size as the others. The gate and its vestibule had windows on both sides, and it was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. But its vestibule was toward the outer court. Palms were on its pilasters, and it had a stairway of 8 steps. Then he brought me to the gate facing the east, where he measured the gate, whose dimensions were found to be the same. Its cells, its pilasters, and its vestibule were the same size as the others. The gate and its vestibule had windows on both sides. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. But its vestibule was toward the outer court. Palms were on its pilasters here and there, and it had a stairway of 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, where he measured the dimensions of its cells, its pilasters, and its vestibule, and found them the same. The gate and its vestibule had windows on both sides. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its vestibule was toward the outer court. Palms were on its pilasters here and there, and it had a stairway of 8 steps. Side rooms. There was a chamber opening off the vestibule of the gate, where the holocausts were rinsed. In the vestibule of the gate, there were 2 tables on either side, on which were slaughtered the sin offerings and guilt offerings. Along the wall of the vestibule, but outside, near the entrance of the north gate, were 2 tables. And on the other side of the vestibule of the gate, there were 2 tables. There were 4 tables on either side of the gate, 8 tables, on which the sacrifices were slaughtered. There were 4 tables for holocausts, made of cut stone, 1.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1 cubit high. The ledges, a handbreadth wide, were set on the inside all around, and on them were laid the instruments with which the holocausts were slaughtered. On the tables themselves the flesh was laid. He then led me to the inner court, where there were 2 chambers, one beside the north gate facing south, and the other beside the south gate facing north. He said to me, "This chamber, which faces south, is for the priests who have charge of the temple, and the chamber which faces north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the Zadokites, the only Levites who may come near to minister to the Lord." Then he measured the court, which was 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, a perfect square. The altar stood in front of the temple. The temple building. Then he brought me into the vestibule of the temple and measured the pilasters on each side, which were 5 cubits. The width of the doorway was 14 cubits, and the side walls on either side of the door measured 3 cubits. The vestibule was 20 cubits wide and 12 cubits deep. 10 steps led up to it, and there were columns by the pilasters, one on either side.